we all want to take Prashana and then be ready for, I think it was 9:45, a quarter before 10, to enter the Yajnasthala, the place where the Namyakya, the sacrifice of the Holy Meal, will take place. So we will do everything very concentrated. And our window people are merciful to us. And they will open the window a little bit.
Janana Sakrit Shravanat
विमुच्यते
संसदा.
My Lord, says the translation, it is not impossible for one to be immediately freed from all material contamination by seeing you. Not to speak of seeing you personally, merely by hearing the holy name of your Lordship, only once. Even Chandalas, men of the lowest class, are freed from all material contamination. Under the circumstances, who will not be freed from material contamination simply by seeing you? I wanted to raise your attention to this one sentence here. Merely, it means simply, by hearing your holy name, only once, even Chandalas, men of the lowest class, are free from all material contamination. That's a great statement, no? So Prabhupada explains this here. As stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam 9.5.16, Janama Shruti Matrena Puman Bhavati Nirmalaha. Simply by hearing the holy name of the Lord, one is immediately purified. Therefore, in this age of Kali, when all people are very contaminated, the chanting of the holy name of the Lord is recommended as the only means of improvement. Then Prabhupada quotes the very famous verse, please join me. Hare Nama,
Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama.
In this age of quarrel and hypocrisy, the only means of deliverance is the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. There is no other way, there is no other way, there is simply no other way. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu introduced this chanting of the holy name 500 years ago, and now through the Krishna consciousness movement, the Hare Krishna movement, we are actually seeing that men who are considered to be belong to the lowest class are being delivered from all sinful activities simply by hearing the holy name of the Lord. Samsara, material existence, is a result of sinful actions. Everyone in this material world is condemned, yet as there are different grades of prisoners, there are different grades of men. All of them in all statuses of life are suffering. To stop the suffering of material existence, one must take to the Hare Krishna movement of Sankirtan or Krishna conscious life. It is said here, Janama Sakrit Shravana, the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is so powerful that if once heard without offenses, it can purify the lowest of men. Om Vishnu Padaya, Om Krishna Prasaya Bhutale, Srimate Bhagavata Swami Namaste. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gaurani Vacharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Vastrajaye Sadarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Hare dear devotees, and I would like to say something from my own experience about the potency of the holy name. In our youth, when the world was young and many of you were not yet born, the young people oriented ourselves a lot after musicians and rebels. We were not satisfied with the narrowness of life and our societies, we thought were offering us lies. So there were many musicians who addressed the subject in their songs, and we would listen to them with great eagerness and great attention. So it so happened that one of my favorite musicians had a premature death. This happened at that time many times. The leaders of the young people were often crying because the leader of the young people were crying because the leaders of them were dying. And I do remember watching one documentary about the death of one of my heroes, so to say, of my examples. If you saw one, I remember very much, I started to cry because the death was really tragic. The camera showed the swimming pool in which he had drowned, and two of his dogs next to the swimming pool crying because the master had just left them for good. So the next, let's say, documentary on the TV was about the devotees. And there on the camera, they chanted live the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. My first reaction was totally different from everything I had seen so far. I was just looking into the camera and thinking that the people from Mars were overtaking planet Earth or something like this. I was rather, let us say, I didn't first know what to think about the devotees. But as they chanted and the chanting picked up, I felt a great feeling of comfort. Remember, only moments before I had cried, but now I felt a great sense of comfort.
This is for our internet audience. Hare Krishna, can you hear me?
You can be so flexible, right?
You're so joyful. This is needs to be done. Like here, no? You can do it a little improvised.
Yes.
So now we make all this endeavor for you. Now you cannot go to work before the class is finished by the internet audience. I'm very grateful that you made the effort to listen. And thank you very much. I'm just joking a little. I do remember the next thing which happened to me as the chanting continued, after feeling this relief, I cannot tell you why, my dear devotees, I thought he had not died. I thought, somehow he's eternal part of God. I remember I had a similar feeling years later, 40 years later, when one of my secretaries had left her body, and we all were there at the, how do you say, funeral house, and I remember I looked at the person, the dead body. It was decorated by the martyrs very nicely, and when I looked, and I somehow felt in my heart that what I'm seeing now is not the person. It's only the external body of the person, but the person continues to live. Imagine that, what I could feel when I was already practicing Krishna consciousness for 30 or 40 years, I don't know, 35 years or so. That realization I had at the very beginning, when I first saw the devotees on television, heard their chanting, I somehow understood we are all eternal parts of Krishna. I cannot give you any rational reason for this, that I was thinking this and that and the other, and I read something. No. My dear devotees, it became crystal clear in my heart, as much as I know. And when I look at you, you are at the moment attentive, and two devotees sleep. I can see it with my very own eyes. Now they don't dare to sleep. It was a direct realization, and I want to say here, it came about by the potency of the holy name, which purified the heart. Just like in this verse, merely by hearing the holy name of your lordship only once, even chandalas, that is, men of the lowest class, are freed. This is an amazing thing. So I would like to ask today a question to all of you. You have taken to the chanting of the holy name. Many or most of you will stay for the next few days. Some will have to leave us probably a little earlier. And there will be kirtan from 10 to 10. 10 o'clock in the morning to 10 o'clock in the evening. And I know from the past Radha Deshmelos, most of you will participate in it. You will, of course, take your prasadam, but then after the prasadam and maybe a little digestive rest, you will be back in the hall and chant. And my dear devotees, this sitting in the kirtan, hearing the holy name, and then even better, chanting, is described as a very blissful path back home, back to Godhead. Really? Srila Swami describes this. He says, the blissful chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra is Sugamanam Margam, a very enjoyable path. Sugamam Marga. Marga means path. Sugamam means a very excellent path. It will bring you to Krishna. When you bring your chanting to perfection, it will. See, here what Bhaktivinoda Thakur promises, when the holy names fully blossom, you know, it means when you chant really, when you're really there and you're in the name space, so to say, that takes me to Vrindavan and gives me an eternal spiritual body. Then the holy names are really chanted. This keeps me by Krishna's side and completely vanquishes my material existence. Thus, this chanting gives me the supreme perfection. Sugamam Marganam. It is a very enjoyable, because this is a very high goal. You know from reading the scriptures, or maybe having heard, maybe if you have read some biographies of spiritual people, or you have seen on the TV something, or on the internet, about how sometimes the spiritual path can be filled with so many obstacles, and maybe you have experienced also some obstacles, where you have seen, oh, it's a little bit more difficult than I imagined it to be, and then I heard in the class of Satchidananda Swami, it's not that easy, Maharaji. Maybe you have this experience. Still, it is a very enjoyable path if you do it correctly. How to do it correctly, we will hear a little bit later. But for now, I want to say that Krishna has seen that in Kali Yuga it is extremely difficult to practice spiritual life. And therefore he has personally gone to holy places, all holy places, and collected all the potencies of the holy places. He has gone to the sacrifices which are done, the yajñas, and has collected the benefit that sacrifices bring. He has collected the benefits which charity bring, severe yoga practice, studying the Vedic scriptures. He has taken all these shaktis, all these inherent energies, and put them in one place. Can you imagine what could be the place?
Hare Krishna.
The holy name, Hare Krishna, yes. Do you believe it? I think you're afraid of not getting prasadam. Tell me what is in your mind and what you practice ordinarily, how your practice is during the winter months. I know you. He has gone and collected it. And then, if someone chants properly, my dear devotees, he will be benefited by all these potencies, all these shaktis which the Lord has placed mercifully into the holy name. Therefore, the holy name has a, now comes a difficult word, vastu shakti. Who of you knows what is a vastu shakti? Vastu shakti is the strength which is inside something. I would like to give you an example. Kala, or time, it has a strength to move everything and everyone. Kala has moved big kingdoms who are now ashes. Kala, or time, has moved me, for instance, so that I now have gray hair and can see best when I have spectacles on. You know? Kala is moving us all, this whole room, towards 9 o'clock when we will get prasadam. It's the greatest strength. It has, this strength is inherent there. No one can avoid the influence of time. It has a shakti inherent. Or I would like to give you another example, which I think you like, and which you have heard. Fire. You do not need to understand how combustion works. Most of us don't even know the word, because English is not our language. But even if you understand nothing, if you come close to the fire, you will get warm and even blood. Vasu Shakti, in other words, is that energy which is not dependent on my buddhi, my intelligence, in order to understand it. It's, in other words, not an imagination, or it works also when it works, if I imagine it works. It works also if I don't imagine it works. It has a strength on its own, independent from my understanding. Vastu Shakti. So, as you chant properly, we will hear in a moment what properly means, you will be able to experience the Vastu Shakti, and it will become a very enjoyable journey, the spiritual path. I remember once I went, I was in Sarajevo. Do you know where this is on our planet? Most probably nobody knows. It's somewhere. So there is a beautiful river. It is, I may not, it sounds like Bosnia, the river, but maybe it's a little bit differently pronounced. And in that part, there is this, in this forest, there's this beautiful spring of this river which goes through a whole country. And this, the water comes out of the, earth. Poor people and rich people alike come with plastic containers and take it. It's such excellent drinking water. It's called Belo Bosnia or something like this. Something I have not mastered this language fully. I remember I was on my way, but it was very long. And I was getting tired and had not slept enough the night before. Then I see a chariot coming by. Stop. Is there a place for me on the chariot? And the chariot driver said, asked no one if I have money. I didn't have money. Milos, I said, be merciful to me. And he said, okay, come. I was dressed in, I'm always dressed in dhoti, so people find it interesting to take walk along. And I remember, it was so, it had been so difficult for me to walk this path, but now I was sitting on the chariot, and the chariot had its own strings, by the horsepower. It has had horsepower too. And we were driving down the alleys. I felt like the emperor of the Austrian-Hungarian Empire. I was sitting there, and the horses were in good spirits, and they made also their digestion was going on. So it was a very enjoyable part, and we were laughing with the people. We couldn't understand each other's languages, but there was very nice breeze was coming, and we were going to where we wanted to go. All of a sudden it had become very simple, because I had been joined with horsepower, and therefore I didn't need to walk with my tired legs any longer. This is what Sridhar Swami has in mind when he says, it's a very enjoyable journey, this chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, if you do it properly. It's a very enjoyable journey because, this is the argument, the holy name has Shakti. You're not moving with your own energy, in other words, but with the Vastu Shakti of the holy name. He does everything for you. Do you, have I been able to explain it?
Yes, in an
easy way. Vastu Shakti. Mostly in our lives we think, oh, I have to do, I have to endeavor, I have to make an effort. In chanting, the only effort is you sit there and you chant. You move the lips and the rest, my dear devotees, the rest is done by the Holy Name, if you chant properly. This is why this is the highest sadhana which is given in Kali Yuga. Rupa Goswami, as he meditates about this, he sings a beautiful song. May I try to sing it for you? Jai Namadeya Muni Brinnageyane Janaranjanaya Param Akshara Krite, and so on. He says, all glories unto the holy name, who is the abode of the greatest nectar. The greatest nectar is there. The holy name is the incarnation of the supreme truth. It has come, the Lord has come into a perfect combination of letters, in order to shower blessings unto the devotees and the general public, the janas, jana. No? You, Krishna, have appeared as your own names, and in this way you are showing the greatest compassion on everyone. Do you know what is an avatar? Avatar means someone who crosses from one dimension into another dimension. I know many of you appreciate movies, and you have seen beings coming from one dimension and being all of a sudden in London and say, hello, I don't speak English. I come from another place. You know the idea. Tara means to cross over. So an avatar is a form of God who crosses the border between the material and spiritual world and who comes in our dimension. Do you have no examples of avatars which you are familiar with?
Yuga avatars.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has his planet in the spiritual world, but he has come here. You know other avatars? Any more avatars?
Ram.
Nishinha. Varahata. It's interesting, Prabhu, you must be a pandit from your past life. Baladev Vidyabhushana gives an explanation, as he says, just like Krishna has in the past accepted bodily forms like Hamsa and Varaha, Varaha, the holy name has accepted the forms of the letter of the alphabet. This is your mercy. It's a very intriguing thought, huh? The Lord has appeared as a swan, Hamsa. He has appeared as a transcendental Varaha incarnation, to save something which has fallen in the earth. You know, as when the Lord came as Varaha, a huge transcendental boar, and he lifted the planet Earth, which had fallen into the mud of the ocean, out. So in the same way, just the same way, you, Krishna, have accepted the form of letters. Here, you see, that is Krishna's avatar. Can you see? I think only a few of us can see. It looks like a letter, just like Varaha looked like a boar, but he is God. No, I'm serious. You are very joyful because the festival begins, but this is a deep point, Prabhus. Matatis, this is something to think about. Of course, you know, as you look on the letters, if you chant it properly, then you will see Radha and Krishna manifesting out of the letters. This Gokishwara's Babaji, he did something which in our tradition was done by many of our previous acharyas. They were chanting and they kept the letters before them, the letters of the holy name. And as they were focusing on the letters, they would see Radha and Krishna manifesting their divine forms. It was almost, imagine, like you look out into the sun on someone, and then somehow his face changes. You see that in imagery, and you see his real face. No? He may smile at you, and then in life circumstances change, and you will find, oh my God, he's really not as tolerant as I thought. He has shown his real face. Has that come in your life? You have seen the examples of this. So here, the idea is also, you look and you see one thing, but then as you chant properly, you see Radha and Krishna, the real form of the Lord. Now we have eyes which are material, and we can see mostly material things. But as you chant, you will be purified from your material vision, and then you see the spirit of God. This is the idea here. The Lord, out of His mercy, to please His devotees, but also Janas, the ordinary people, like you. When I saw this TV program where the devotees were chanting, something happened. Because why? Do you remember what is the reason? There was an inherent Shakti in the name. Do you remember the name of this Shakti? The Vastu Shakti, you know everything. Wonderful. So therefore, the journey of chanting, it starts first with hearing the holy name. You will see it. And then you have to learn to chant properly. You have to develop faith. You have to have a regular practice. It's good to associate with devotees. After some time, you should leave aside the anattas, these material things which are really not conducive. And Bhakti Vinod Thakur says, when you chant and you have arrived at the eighth pair of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, what is the eighth pair of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, eighth pair. Do you see it? What is it? Hare Hare, you know everything. If you have arrived there, if you chant properly, then one becomes fixed in the goal of life, loving service to Radha and Krishna, and the divine couple in the mood of the gopis. Wow, this is high, Maharaj. Throughout the eight divisions of the day, in simple words, you are thinking all day about Radha and Krishna, you're seeing them, that you are fixed in loving service. This happens, and so on. But you must become a bhajanat chaturi. Bhajanat chaturi means, chaturi means someone who's expert in something. Like our Raktambala, he is expert in sound. He has made this, and then he had put this microphone, and then he somehow connects it with this TV camera, and zoop, it's all over in the internet all of a sudden. All of us are spreading through the universe. An expert technician can do these magical things. So a chanter must also, in order to see the magic of the chanting, become chaturi. Chaturi means an expert. It's an expert. Would you like to know what it means to become an expert in chanting?
Yes.
Why? You want to practice this. Wow. You are the right audience. Yes. So to become an expert, you must carefully avoid blaspheming saintly devotees. With a clear mind, clear it a little bit, you must understand that Lord Vishnu is the supreme truth. He is the Lord. And regarding your spiritual guide, your spiritual master, you have a certain conception. You know that the spiritual master is the one who gives you the holy name. And therefore you are very grateful because it comes through a channel to you. Like Prabhupada is. He's so grateful. He has brought the holy name to all of us. And you must read the scriptures that describe the holy name, are most exalted. What scripture comes to mind? Where can you find glorification of the holy name? Chaitanya Charitamrita. Nectar of Devotion. Srimad Bhagavatam, my dear devotees, the beginning of the Bhagavatam at the end is a glorification of the holy name. Yeah. When Parikshit, when Sukadeva Goswami describes this, he starts his instruction to Parikshit Maharaj, he glorifies the holy name, and at the end he says, by chanting this, people will cross over the material ocean and go back to Godhead. Bhagavatam is really the scripture for those, and so on. And it goes on. I know if I would give a long list now, it will be little difficult for us to remember all the different points. Could you understand as I was talking what I was talking in a different language about? The question was, what do I have to do to become expert? And I read you a text. It's from Harinam Chintamani. Yes, you have said properly. You must somehow try, my dear devotees, to avoid these offenses. Offenses are called radat atat aladanat apagataha. It makes a distance between you and Krishna. This is what offenses do. You know, when you have a pot and fire, the water or the sabji which is in the pot will first become warm and then it will become hot and very enjoyable to eat. But if the pot is distanced from the fire, you have the best fire here, your pot is there, nothing happens. So this is what makes a distance between us and the Vastu Shakti, the energy of the holy name, which is Krishna, are these offenses. Apa the Sanskrit word is aparada, you know. Apa means against, to take away, and Radha, we all know from Asvaishavas, Radha, one meaning of Radha, other meaning of Radha is success, to please, to worship, or a flow of affection. That is, of course, you know who Srimati Radharani, the most dearest companion of our Lord. But the word Radha means also flow of affection. This is against of affection. This is again, it distances you from Krishna. If you blaspheme or criticize the devotees of the Lord, if you disobey the Guru, or if you show disrespect to the scriptures, and if you do all these things and remain just stuck or remain happily enjoying your material life and not paying attention to your Krishna conscious advancement. If you can just do this, my dear devotees, you will be taken on a wonderful ride on this beautiful path by the chanting of the holy name. Hare Krishna. And I believe, my dear devotees, we have collected the best microphones. We have found the best hall. We have invited kirtan singers who are first-class devotees from all parts of the world, even from so far away as New York, and not just Europe. We have made great effort. We have invited all of you, saints and saintly persons. And now, my dear devotees, please make an investment in this unique opportunity. Give it your best. During the time where you're here, I request you to maybe read inform yourself against these unfavorable behaviors, these aparadas. What are they? And make a conscious effort to avoid them. What I would just say is concentrate on two things. One is serve each other. We should have a wonderful atmosphere of affection amongst the Vaishnavas. You know, what does the devotee need? Maybe I can purchase from the bakery one of these rolls with marzipan and put it on the cushion, so when the devotee comes back and goes to the bed, he will find a marzipan roll there. Maybe I can wash the clothes. Maybe I can stop being moody. Maybe I can do something to enhance the kirtan. Like this, try to serve devotees. That's the opposite of hurting them or making offenses. Try to serve just very positively. Let us build up a very nice culture of respect and affection during amongst each other during the Radha Deshmeros. And the other is just please be there maximum amount of time. It means speaking about time, I have to finish. Maximum, I have 5 more minutes. Maximum of time, be there, but also pace yourself. Take sufficient prasadam, rest sufficiently so that you can be attentive. God Krishna and myself have discovered a new way of transportation. Yes, it's going by train. Whenever I sit in the train, I feel I'm in my old my family of my birth, because my father was very instrumental in making the train system in only Germany and China. Also, he went and taught the Chinese government some things they had experienced. And So when I'm in the train, you know, you can chant there, you can sit there, there is, you can take prasadam. Even when you are tired, you just tell everyone around you, let me take a gentleman rest, and you stretch out. Everyone says, no problem. You can get, there are many nice people on the train, especially in the no noise zone. it's a very nice thing. But I have noted one thing. When we come to the platform, the train stops, and if I don't get into the train drives or continues without me. It's usually only 3 minutes. No, you have to be a little attentive. Get yourself and all the luggage on the train. But if I only make it to the platform and then don't get into the train, I never reach. I have noted. They are very fast, you know, the thing. So, my dear devotees, this should not happen to any single one, including the children who are here, that you have made it to Radhadesh, but you somehow don't enter the holy name, which will take you on a sugamanam. What is it? Find the Sanskrit again. Sugamam margam, a very enjoyable path, no? You need to enter the chanting properly, and that will be easily possible for you if you have the blessings of the devotees, you know, therefore have an affectionate, service-oriented sangha here. And the second is, you please be just very attentive. When the chanting starts, can you believe it? Put your mobile telephone on I'm not here mode, or the Radhadesh mellow mode, you know, flight mode, the flight mode. And don't even watch the incoming WhatsApp messages. That's difficult, I know. But it is good if you do, it is better if you do. And just pay your 100% attention to the holy name. Enter the flow of the kirtans, and you will see the magic unfolding in your own life. The magic, another word is shakti, the energy of the holy name. So merciful, the Lord has come. Oh, Lord is best. Lord has come right into the letters of the holy name. I have about 2 more hours on this subject, but I stopped here. I will not be able to take questions at this moment because we all need to now be really time efficient. I request you to take prasadam, or if you are a slow eater, maybe not take prasadam. We have to be in the hall. Best is before the hall at 9:45, that is in 45 minutes, and then we can enter and start punctually at 10 o'clock. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful Radhadesh Mello. Hare Krishna.